الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي، والقرآن عربي، وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وجاء فيما روي عن سيدنا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائد فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to Marcus Sahaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a, broadcasting from the studio in Durban. And the program is Ta'allamul Arabiya, Learn the Arabic Language, exclusive to Marcus Sahaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a. Alhamdulillah, last week we terminated the lesson by discussing the relative phrase, or we could also call it the possessive phrase, which is made up of two nouns. The first noun is the noun that is possessed, and the second noun is the noun that is the possessor. The first noun will never have the definite article al attached to it, and the second noun will always end with a kasra. The last letter will have a kasra, meaning it is majrur. Example: baytullahi, the house of Allah. As we see, the first noun, we cannot say al baytullah, it will be absolutely wrong. We just say baytullahi. We cannot say Baytullahu, we cannot say Baytullaha. We say Baytullahi, the house of Allah. Rasulullahi, the messenger of Allah. Salatul Maghribi, the prayer of the evening. The first noun will always remain without an alif lam, and the second noun will always have a kasra on the last letter. And when a noun has a kasra on the last letter, we say that that noun is majroor. And in Arabic we call the first noun al-mudhafu, and we call the second noun al-mudhafu ilayhi. So the first noun is the noun that is possessed. When we say Baytullahi, the house of Allah, the house is possessed, and the possessor is Allah. When we say Rasulullahi, Rasul is the relative noun, and the noun to which it is related is Allah. So that is why we either call it the possessive case or the relative case. Salatul Maghribi, the salah that is related to that evening time that is called Maghrib. Salatul Fajri, the salah that is related to that time that is called dawn. Hence it is either the relative phrase or the possessive phrase. It is either expressing possession of one noun by the other noun, or it is expressing relation of one noun to the other noun. And the first noun will never have alif lam, that is the noun which is possessed or related. And the second noun will always have kasra on the last letter, that is the possessor or the relative. Now let us do a bit more examples to get a better understanding. Let us look at page number 27 of book 1 of this Arabic book which is studied in the University of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. We look at page number 27. Right at the bottom they have an instruction, Iqra, read. Now, these words do not have the vowel signs, so the student has to read it without the vowel signs, giving the student practice on how to read without the vowel signs. So number one is, Aina Baytul Mudarrisi? Where is the house of the teacher? Aina Baytul Mudarrisi? Where is the house of the teacher? And an answer is given, Huwa Ba'idun. It is far. Huwa Ba'idun. Then number two, Al-Qur'anu. The Qur'an is Kitabullahi. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. Al-Qur'anu Kitabullahi. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. Then the third example is on page number 29. Al-Ka'batu Baytullahi. The Kaaba is the house of Allah. Al-Ka'batu Baytullahi. The Kaaba is the house of Allah. The fourth example, Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullahi. Rasulullahi, the messenger of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. The fifth example begins with a verb. We have only learned two verbs thus far. Kharaja, which means to exit, to come out, and Dhahaba, which means to go. So when we say, Kharajal Mudarrisu, the teacher exited, min, from, Gurfatil Mudiri, from the room of the principal. Now why is the word Gurfati being read with a kasra on the last letter? Why is it majroor? Because the word min is written before it, and the word min is what we call harful jar, and in English preposition. And any noun that comes after a preposition takes a kasra on the last letter. The noun becomes majroor. So that is why the word gurfati is read as gurfati and not gurfatu or gurfata. And al-mudiri also has a kasra because this is the relative case or the possessive case. From the room of the principal. Kharajal mudarrisu min gurfatil mudiri. The teacher exited or the teacher came out from the room of the principal. We go on to example 6. Hadha baytu hamidin. This is the house of Hamid. Wadhalika baytu khalidin. And that is the house of Khalid. Hadha baytu Hamidin wa dhalika Baytu Khalidin. This is the house of Hamid, and that is the house of Khalid. Now we go to the next example, which is example number 7. Ibnu Ammarin, the son of Ammar. Ibnu Ammarin, Talibun, is a student. Wabnu Yasirin. Now it's supposed to be wa ibnu, but we don't read the alif. This is what we call Hamzatul Wasal, which we will do later. Of course, the first one we said ibnu, because it is not preceded by anything. Nothing is written before it. So we say Ibnu Ammarin, the son of Ammar, Talibun. So Ibnu Ammarin is the relative or possessive case. Talibun, the son of Ammar, is a student. Wabnu, now here I don't say wa ibnu, I say wabnu. I don't pronounce the hamza. We will learn later why. All we have to know now, if something is written before the word ibnu, we don't pronounce the hamza. Wabnu Yasirin, and the son of Yasir, Tajirun, is a merchant. So you see, Ammarin is getting a kasra and Yasirin is getting a kasra because they are related to that word son. Ibnu Ammarin, the son of Ammar. Ibnu Yasirin, the son of Yasir. Talibun remains as Talibun. The original sign on the last letter of each word is Dhamma or Dhammatain. It will only change due to something like a preposition coming before it, or if it is the noun that is possessed, or we'll say not the noun that is possessed, the possessor or the related noun. Now let's look at example number 8, wherein we read Baytul Mudarrisi, the house of the teacher. Baytul Mudarrisi, the house of the teacher. Ba'idun is far. Baytul Mudarrisi, Ba'idun, the house of the teacher is far. Wa baytut tajiri qareebun, and the house of the merchant is near. So baytul mudarrisi ba'idun wa baytut tajiri qareebun, the house of the teacher is far and the house of the merchant is near. Now let's look at example number 9. Hadha miftahus sayyarati. This is the key of the car. Hadha miftahus sayyarati. This is the key of the car. Aina miftahul bayti. Where is the key of the house? Aina miftahul bayti. Where is the key of the house? Hadha miftahus sayyarati. This is the key of the car. Aina miftahul bayti. Where is the key of the house? Let us go to example 10. Man. Man means who. Man anta. Who are you? Ya walad. O boy. Man anta. Ya walad. Who are you, O boy? Ana ibnu Abbasin. So we don't say ana ibnu, although originally the word is ibnun. But as we have explained when we are doing example number 7, that if any word come before the word ibnun, then we don't pronounce the hamza. So I don't say ana ibnu Abbasin, I just say ana ibnu Abbasin. I am the son of Abbas. Abbasin, because it is the noun that is related to Ibnu. The second noun in this relative phrase or possessive phrase always takes kasra or kasratain if it does not have an alif lam. So, the second noun is called al-mudafu ilayhi. The al-mudafu ilayhi will always end with a kasra if it has an alif lam, or kasratain if it does not have an alif lam. So I'm saying Abbasin, because this is a name of a person, it is definite, it doesn't need an alif lam. So, man anta ya walad? Who are you, O boy? Ana ibn Abbasin. I am the son of Abbas. Wabnu man? The son of who? Huwa is he. Wabnu man huwa? The son of whom is he? Or the son of who is he? Huwa ibn Khalidin. He is the son of Khalid. Wabnu man huwa? The son of who is he? Huwa ibn Khalid. He is the son of Khalid. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is the mosque of the messenger of Allah? Now we take masjidu Rasuli. That is one part that is showing relation. The mosque of the messenger. And then Allah is another part that is showing relation. So the mosque of the messenger of Allah. So you seeing the second two nouns, the last letters are ending with kasra, Rasulillahi. Why is Rasuli taking kasra? Because it is preceded by the word masjidu. Aina masjidu, where is the mosque? Of Rasuli, the messenger. Of Allah. Where is the mosque of the messenger of Allah? Aina masjidu Rasulillahi. Where is the mosque of the messenger of Allah? So each noun here is related to other, to the other. So the second and third noun, the second noun is the possessor of the first noun, the mosque of the messenger. The messenger possesses the mosque. So the messenger must get kasra. The messenger of Allah, the messenger is related to Allah. So Allah must get kasra also. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Huwa, it is, meaning the masjid is, fil madinatil munawwarati, in al-madinati. Why am I saying al-madinati? Because we learned 2 weeks ago that if fi, ila, ala and min come before a noun, the last letter of that noun must get a kasra. Fil madinatil munawwarati, in al madinatil munawwara, which actually means the enlightened city, the illuminated city. Now let's look at example number 13. Bintu Hamidin, the daughter of Hamid, fil madrasati, is in the school. Wa bintu Muhammadin fil jamiati, and the daughter of Muhammad is in the university. So firstly, Hamidin, why is it getting a kasratin? Because it is the noun that is related to the first noun, bintu Hamidin, the daughter of Hamid, fil madrasati. Now here, why is the word al-madrasati ending with a kasra? Kasra on the last letter. Because it is preceded by a preposition which is fi. Any noun that comes after fi will get a kasra. We will learn there are exceptions to the law, where there are certain nouns will get a fatha and not a kasra. But that we would learn later. So, bintu Hamidin fil madrasati, the daughter of Hamid is in the school. Wa bintu Muhammadin fil jamiati, and the daughter of Muhammad is in the university. The daughter of Hamid is in the school. and the daughter of Muhammad is in the university. Let's look at the next example, example 14. Ismul Mudarrisi. The name of the teacher is Sa'idun. The name of the teacher is Sa'id. Wa ism, now again, I don't say wa ismul, I say wasmul. Wasmul muhandisi. And the name of the engineer, it was originally ism. Like we don't say bi ismillah, we say bismillah. But it was originally bi ismillah, in the name of Allah or with the name of Allah. So again, this word ismun is like the word ibnun. If something is written before the word ismun, then we don't pronounce the hamza. I don't say wa ismul muhandisi, I say wasmul muhandisi. And the name of the engineer, al-muhandis, is engineer. And the name of the engineer is Khalid. Ismul mudarrisi, the name of the teacher, Sa'idun. So al-mudarrisi, you know why it is getting kasra, because it is talking about the name of the teacher, and it is al-mudafu ilay, the second noun, which will never have a kasra, and the first noun will never have a alif lam. Ismul mudarrisi, the name of the teacher, Sa'idun. Wasmul muhandisi, and the name of the engineer, Khalidun. The next example, 15. Am. The word ammun is the paternal uncle. The father's brother in Arabic, we call him ammun. Ammu talibi, the paternal uncle of the student. Ammu talibi, the paternal uncle of the student. Ganiyun, is wealthy. Ammu talibi ganiyun. Ganiyun means wealthy, rich. The paternal uncle of the student is rich or wealthy. Now let's look at example number 16. Babul Masjidi, the door of the mosque, maftuhun, is open. Wa babul madrasati muglakun, and the door of the school is locked. Babul Masjidi maftuhun, the door of the mosque is open. Wa babul madrasati muglakun, and the door of the school is closed, locked. Now we learned the word, we learned that the word for paternal uncle, the father's brother, is ammun, that is the father's brother. Now the mother's brother is the word that is in example number 17. Khalun. Khalu hamidin faqirun. The maternal uncle, mother's brother, the maternal uncle of Hamid is poor. Khalu hamidin faqirun. The maternal uncle of Hamid is poor. Now we come to example number 18. Sayyaratu Abbasin, the car of Abbas, fishari'i, is on the street. Sayyaratu Abbasin, the car of Abbas, is in the street. Fishari'i is in the street. The word fi, we translate as in, right? So in English we say on the street instead of in the street. Sayyaratu Abbasin, the car of Abbas. The word sayyaratun means car or vehicle. In the olden days, a caravan was called Sayyara. When we say caravan, we mean a group of camels. Like we read this word Sayyara in Surah Yusuf. They doesn't mean a car came past the well and pulled out Yusuf from the well. It means a group of merchants traveling in a group of, with a group of camels. Then we come to example number 19. And there we read, Ibn Man Anta, the son of who are you? Ibn Man Anta, the son of who are you? And the answer to that question, Anabnul Mudarrisi, I am the son of the teacher. Again, you see, I didn't say Ana Ibnul Mudarrisi. I said Anabnul Mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. Ibn Man Anta, the son of who are you? You want to ask somebody, the daughter of who are you? You will say, Bintu Man Anti. Because you're addressing a girl, you'll say, Anti. Bintu Man Anti, the daughter of whom are you? And she could say, Ana Bintul Mudarrisi, I am the daughter of the teacher. Ana Bintut Tabibi, I am the daughter of the doctor. And Ammu Man Anta, the paternal uncle of who are you? Ana Ammul Mudarrisi, I am the paternal uncle of the teacher. Qalu Man Anta, the maternal uncle of who are you? Ana Khalu Tabibi, I am the maternal uncle of the doctor. Ana Khalul Muhandisi, I am the maternal uncle of the engineer. Then we come to example number 20. Ainal Kalbu. Where? Ainal Kalbu. Where is the dog? Huwa tahta sayyarati. It is under the car. Tahta means under. And last week we learned that if the word tahta comes before a noun, then that noun which follows it must be majrur. The last letter must have kasra. So ainal qalbu, where is the dog? Huwa tahta sayyarati, it is under the car. Ainal qittu, where is the cat? Huwa tahta al-kursiyyi, the cat is under the chair. Ainal let's use a feminine word. Ainal haqibatu, where is the bag? Now, because the word al-haqibatu ends with that little ta, which usually appears like a triangle, if it is joined to the letter before it, and if it is not joined to the letter before it, it appears as a circle with two dots on it. So a noun that ends with this kind of ta is feminine. Ain al-haqibatu, where is the bag? Huwa, you'll say hiya because it's a feminine word. Hiya tahta sariri, it is under the bed, etc. Insha'Allah, we will terminate here, and we're terminating on page number 30. So insha'Allah, next week's lesson will begin with page number 30 of this book 1. Then this is the Arabic book which is used in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the Islamic University, authored by Dr. V. Abdul Rahim. So if you have a copy of the book, it would be very good to have the book open while we're teaching the lesson. Now, inshallah, we will terminate. I will be online again between the hours of 17 and 19:30 for the program Tarweehun Nufus. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah wa bihi thiqa wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib wa ilayhi al-matab. Assalamu alaykum ورحمة الله وبركاته.